Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I am Peter, and we're so happy you joined us today.
And I'm Marie. Today is a great day to learn. Today's topic is weather.
And the title of our lesson is Hot Weather. Hot Weather. Marie, do you like hot weather?
Not really. If the weather is really hot, I like to stay inside or go swimming.
Yeah, staying inside on a hot day is very good. Well, friends, let's learn more together. Let's practice reading. Here's Marie to help us.
The weather is really hot. It is over 90 degrees outside. Linda's apartment is hot. But she can't turn on her air conditioner. It is broken. She can't open her windows. The air outside is not cool. The heat is bad. Everyone is complaining about it.
Oh no, Marie. Linda's air conditioner is broken. It does not work. Poor Linda.
Yeah, poor Linda. Peter, did your air conditioner ever break in your house?
Yeah, it's broken before, and let me tell you, it can get very hot in your home.
That's horrible. Every day in the summer, I turn on my air conditioner and leave it on all day and night. It feels great.
Wow, that feels like it's expensive. Well, we're going to talk about hot weather today, but first we need to learn those key words. Let's go to Christina to learn them together.
Hello, 今天是六月的第一天，天气越来越热咯。Linda 说外面的温度有90度，这个华氏90度大约是摄氏32度。It's over 90 degrees outside.所以 90 degrees 就是90度，名词 degree 可以指度数。 Linda 实在是很崩溃，因为她家的冷气坏了，所以大热天不能开冷气。打开或者是启动电器用品时，要用片语 turn on， 比如说开灯就是 turn on the light， 相反的，如果你要关掉的话，就用 turn off， turn off the light。 冷气坏掉了，可以说 it's broken。形容词 broken 表示损坏的、出毛病的。他晚上热得睡不着，打开窗户也没有用，因为外面空气也是热的。The air outside is hot. 名词 air 就是空气。大家都在抱怨天气实在是太热了。动词抱怨是 complain. Everyone is complaining about the weather.
Hi, Linda.Are you okay? No, I'm hot. It is over 90 degrees outside. I know. So I stay inside beside the air conditioner. I can do that at work, but I can't do that at home. Why not? My air conditioner is broken. My apartment is really hot. That'sTerrible! What can you do?
It is hot outside today, and Linda does not look good. Are you okay, Linda? First, let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this phrase. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, everyone! Today is the beginning of a new month.And it's time to learn a new grammar point! Today you are going to learn how to ask yes and no questions. Are you something? For example, are you sick? Or are you excited? Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it! Thank you, Rebecca. Peter, I usually say this whenPeter, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have a headache, but I think I'll be fine. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm feeling great.
Well, Linda is not feeling good either. She is very hot. It's over 90 degrees outside.
Ooh, wow, 90 degrees. I like to be inside when it is hot, like 90 degrees. Right now inside, it feels like maybe 72 degrees. That feels very nice.
Yes, it does. When I think of the word degree, I think of an oven. If you want to bake something like bread, you should bake it at around 350 degrees. Because the temperature is so hot, the bread can cook within 30 minutes.
Great! Yes, we use degrees to talk about heat. Taylor stays inside. She's very smart. She likes to use the air conditioner. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this word, conditioner.
天气太热了，所以 Taylor 都在室内，而且待在冷气旁边。I stay inside beside the air conditioner. 这次里的 inside 是里面 ，beside 是介系词，在什么旁边的意思。所以 beside the air conditioner 表示在冷气机旁边。因为冷气机 air conditioner 是今天的主角，所以我们要特别来讲一下这个字。首先，我们最常见的其实是 condition 这个字，它是名词，状况或状态。比如说，我的旧车它其实状态还很好，我就说 it's in great condition。另外 ，condition 也可以当动词用，表示把东西调整到某一个状态。所以 ，condition 加上 er 变成 conditioner， 表示是一个做调整的东西。而 air conditioner 就是用来调整空气的空调冷气机了。
Thank you, Christina. Most of us have an air conditioner in our house. It keeps us cool in the summer.
Yeah, we also have air conditioners in our cars and places like the office or even grocery stores and the schools.
That's right.Well, let's learn more. Let's go to conversation B.
Susie, I'm so tired.
Why? Can't you sleep well?
No, I can't. My apartment is really hot.
Turn on your air conditioner.
I can't.My air conditioner is broken.
Then open your windows. Let in the cool night air.
There isn't any cool night air. The air outside is still hot at night.
Linda is very tired. Her apartment is really hot, and it's hard for her to sleep.Susie tells her to turn on the air conditioner.
That's right. Things that use electricity, you turn on. It starts to work. Now, at nighttime, we turn on the lights so we can see.
That's right. If you have a car, you turn on your car so it can start. Then you will be able to drive. But if the car is turned off, then the car will not go anywhere.
That's right. And remember, friends, if you are studying English, it is not open and close things. We turn things on and turn things off. So Linda can't turn on her air conditioner because it's broken. Susie thinks it's a good idea for her to open a window and let in the cool night air. Let's go to Christina to learn more.
既然冷气坏掉了 ，Susie 就建议晚上开窗让凉快的空气进来 ，let in the cool night air。所以句型 let in something 就是表示让什么东西进来。比如你的猫在房间外面叫，你就开门让它进来 ，let in the cat。或者你拉开窗帘让阳光进来 ，let in the sunshine。这样的句子你其实也可以说成 let the cat in， 或者Let the sunshine in， 就是把 something 放在 let 和 in 的中间。最后我们要强调一点，如果要进来的东西是代名词的话，就一定要放在 let 和 in 的中间，比如说 let me in, 或者 we can let them in at 2 p.m.
Thank you, Christina. In the summertime, if you keep your front door open, you let in the heat. So keep your windows and door shut in the summer.
That's right, but maybe at night the air is cooler, so you want to let that air in. I like to keep my windows open in the spring and let in the fresh air.
Me too. Okay, let's talk about the word air. Air is all around us. We can't see it, but it is very important. Without air, we wouldn't be able to breathe.
Well, if you have been in a really big city like New York City, the air might not be so good.
Yeah, the air can be pretty bad in a big city. Well, I hope you guys can get some fresh air right now because we have to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. Today, Marie, what happened to your phone?
My phone. It's broken, just like Linda's air conditioner.
Oh, no. Well, when you have something that's broken, you can't use it. And Linda is getting hot in her apartment, and she needs to fix it. And we need to fix this phone. Friends, let's go to our last conversation today. Here, let me see that phone.
The hot weather is really bad. Every day is over 90 degrees.
I know. Everyone is complaining about it.
We're not. We work in a nice, cool studio.
We are lucky. We also live in nice, cool homes.
And we drive cars with air conditioners.
We can enjoy cool drinks.
And we can eat a lot of ice cream.
Rob and Alex are talking about the weather. It really is hot outside today, and everyone is complaining about it.
Everyone is complaining about it.
Yes, they are.
Everyone is complaining about it. Peter, that's today's
calendar phrase.
Everyone is complaining about it.
Everyone is complaining about it.
每个人都在抱怨这件事。
We have too much work.
Everyone is complaining about it.
We are too busy.
Everyone is complaining about it.
We are working too hard.
Everyone is complaining about it.
But we're getting paid more.
Yeah.No one is complaining about that.
Everyone is complaining about it.
Everyone is complaining about it.
每个人都在抱怨这件事。
That was a fun calendar phrase. Now let's talk more about this word, complaining. It
means... I can't believe how hot it is outside. I wish it was winter. I wish...
Marie, stop complaining.
Okay, okay. Friends, do you ever complain? I think we all do. But try to find the best in things. I'll try to.
That's right. When you look and see the worst in things, then you start complaining. Rob and Alex are not complaining. They are in the nice, cool studio. Alex says they are very lucky.
Lucky? I like that word. Do you have family, food to eat, or a bed to sleep in? If so, then you are really lucky.
Yeah, some people don't have many things. Here's another example. Sometimes if it snows outside, students don't have to go to school. They will say, "We're so lucky. No school today."
I used to say that when I was a student. Rob and Alex are also lucky because they live in nice, cool homes. They drive cars with air conditioners and they can enjoy cool drinks.
A cool drink is the perfect thing to have on a cool day. Well, friends, we have learned a lot together, but now I think it's time for us to review. Let's say those keywords together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Degree. Degree. The weather is hot. It's 40 degrees.
Turn on, turn off. Turn on, turn off. Turn on the TV. I want to watch it.
Broken. Broken. I can't play with the toy. It's broken.
Air. Air. Let's walk outside in the fresh air.
Complain. Complain. Everyone complained about the new rule. All right, make sure to practice those keywords. Right now, we have to review our lessons one more time. Hi, Linda.
Are you okay?
No, I'm hot. It is over 90 degrees outside.
I know. So I stay inside beside the air conditioner.
I can do that at work, but I can't do that at home.
Why not?
My air conditioner is broken. My apartment is really hot.
That's terrible. What can you do?
Susie, I'm so tired.
Why? Can't you sleep well?
No, I can't. My apartment is really hot.
Turn on your air conditioner.
I can't. My air conditioner is broken.
Then open your windows. Let in the cool night air.
There isn't any cool night air. The air outside is still hot at night.
The hot weather is really bad. Every day is over 90 degrees.
I know. Everyone is complaining about it.
We're not. We work in a nice, cool studio.
We are lucky. We also live in nice, cool homes.
And we drive cars with air conditioners.
We can enjoy cool drinks.
And we can eat a lot of ice cream.
Today.
Yes, it's over 90 degrees outside.
It feels like 190 degrees inside.
Yeah, that's because the air conditioner is broken. The heat is really bad.
Everyone is complaining about it.
Especially you. So Ginger, why don't you take off your coat?
Very funny. I can't take off my coat. It's my fur.
Sure you can take off your coat. I can give you a haircut.
A haircut?
Yeah, and then you'll be cooler.
But.
And maybe you'll stop complaining.
No, don't cut my hair.
Come on, Ginger, you'll be cool and you'll look cool too.
No, I won't, and I'll complain about that. No.
Hold still.
Thank you.
somewhere alone or go out with some friends. Just remember to have fun now for the summer ends. Hey friends, summer is here. Get ready for the hardest time of the year. Hey friends, summer is here. Want to get some ice cream or watch a movie inside? Just remember your sunscreen when you take your bike for a ride. Hey friends, summer is here. Get ready for the hottest time of the year. Hey friends, summer is here. Get ready for the hottest time of the year.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. Hey, Marie, what do you have there?
Oh, this is my fan, Peter. I use it when the weather is really hot. It keeps me cool.
Oh, a fan is a good idea. I have a fan, too. I can use my clipboard.
Peter.
You're right. This is nice.
Peter, you should get a real fan. I don't think you should be using your clipboard.
What are you talking about? This is great. I feel so much cooler now.
Here, you can use mine.
Okay.
All right, friends. Well, we had a great lesson today. I hope you stay cool, and we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.